This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'll be here for another hour to answer as many of your gardening questions as I can. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Phil on the Nantucket News. Just some questions on how, you know, the environment changed with the plants after the smog in London. It was a, you know, history, little history lesson here with some good information. I did some research during the break, and you know, if you look up the Great London Smog, right, you could sit there just like you've been looking for years, Phil, and not be able to find much about trees and shrubs and how they've changed. I just spent 5-6 minutes, and I couldn't really find anything. Any different type of way I wrote it, I couldn't find something. So that being said, you know, I think there's a number of different factors with the plants of what could have what happened, right? So with more sunlight, you're getting more trees to help establish, you know, the environment, help establish, you know, more oxygen that's giving back to the plants. So I think, you know, that's part of it. I don't think I have, to be honest with you, the answer to what, you're looking for. But I
didn't mean to blindside you.
No. I think it's a really good question, to be honest with you. Just the more I looked into it, you know, the more I was like, wow, that makes a lot of sense. Like, why, you know, what don't we know? Why, you know, what else can we know about this? And I think it's phenomenal, thought process, because if you look at how it was before, it was people actually just lived with it, right? With the smog.
Sure.
They just dealt with it because that's what it was. But it took an event where, you know, from everything I was reading, it killed about 12,000 people in a couple-day period based on how bad it got. It started creating acid rain. It started creating acid fog versus acid rain, right? Everything I was looking up said it kind of is like pea soup.
It had been going on since the days of Scrooge.
Yes, you know, exactly.
It wasn't as if it were anything new. It had the coal had been there, you know.
Exactly, and they actually were saying that at night it got worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of different information out of it. It's interesting. It's actually got me really thinking. But if you think about it, like from that, it didn't just change like London's way of looking at trees and shrubs and plants. It kind of changed a lot around the world and how it was. But the change in plants, I don't think it completely, like, changed. You didn't go from, you know, this is a silly example, but having, like, evergreens to palm trees, you know what I mean? It didn't change it along those lines, but I think it just, what it did was it changed the way plants developed there. I think what it also did was, you know, plants that might have been smaller, stayed smaller, all of a sudden became bigger and started developing a little bit more versus staying, you know, 2 to 3 feet. Maybe it went to 4 to 6 feet because it did have that sun to help to develop it, and the air wasn't as bad. You know, I was talking about it earlier. Trees are so important because they are, they will trap carbon dioxide, right? They'll trap different, you know, pollutants in the air. But when it's just constantly covered, it can't have all these extra benefits that it's looking for. So I don't think it completely changed the way the plants were, like the different plants that were in the area. I think what it did was change the way they grew, because you're now getting almost like a completely different, you know, element. As far as, like, you know, now that the sun's out, it actually will help produce a little bit more of the leaves, which is the chlorophyll, which is getting that into the air, but it's getting it into the ground as well. You're now having richer soil because of the sun's helping break down, you know, compost a little bit easier. It's helping produce more green, you know, lawns. You know, so I think it, just by doing this, it just changed the way plants grew. I don't think it changed the plant material from it. Obviously, you're probably going to get some more plants that can develop in more sun versus shade. So I think that might have changed a little bit, but I don't think it changed completely the plants that are in there. And again, that would be something interesting to find. Of, you know, an article saying, well, you know, as an example, you know, like I said, it's a silly one, but it having, you know, evergreen Christmas trees versus palm trees, you know, an example of something like that would be really cool to see of what happened with that.
I've been wondering if different organisms grow in the soil.
Well, so I would definitely believe so, because, so, you know, your trees, again, will hold some, you know, pollutants in the air. And when it's covered in a smog, it's doing everything it can to help protect it, but it just can't do everything. And now that that one is gone, that big, you know, factor is gone, I would say that it allows different organisms to grow in the soil, to grow in the plants. I would even say that, you know, different insects that were not on some plants would start growing, start, you know, attacking some different plants a little bit, you know, beneficially and non-beneficially. So obviously, I mean, it's changed a lot, but I don't think it changed the actual plant material that was there 100%.
Well, I'm going to see what I can find, but, you know, these are I bet most of this stuff is concealed in dissertations that are sitting in university libraries.
I definitely agree with that.
But it would be so interesting to be able to say, if you walk down Grosvenor Square and look about you, and you compare what you would have seen 50 years ago. Yeah, then you know, I would like to be able to give an answer to that kind of a thesis. But
yeah,
I have just no idea. I'm sure that with so much more sunlight, things must be different, but I don't know what, I have no idea for sure what they really are.
Yeah, and that's a hard one, but, you know, I that's an awesome question, because I would just show some changes in environment. That right there is also as important of, you know, showing the benefits of trees, but it's also going to show the benefits of having sunlight versus, I mean, we know a lot, right now of why sunlight is so much more beneficial than the smog, right? Those are the easy ones.
Sure.
But what else does it do? What can it help? What did it help produce, right? And I think by looking at that, I don't think it's just looking into the smog of London. I think it's also looking at air pollutants in general, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think
yeah.
that's part of it, getting some of that information and getting, you know, what causes it, right? And finding out how they affect them. And obviously, it was a coal. Some of it was coal. We went to different natural resources, you know, to change some of this. But I think getting into some of the bigger things would be helpful to answer some of those questions as well.
Well, let me hope that maybe there's a young person listening to today.
Yes.
Who's saying, you know, that's an interesting question. Maybe I'll do my doctoral work in London and and go around and figure out answers to these questions. And
yeah, that's
figure
it.
Figure out questions that nobody has thought of yet.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a great topic to think about. Just you've got my mind going back and forth. You know, I'll take a couple minute break in between the breaks, but this whole time I was looking at everything and was like, okay, that's interesting, that's interesting, that's interesting. So you piqued my interest, so I do appreciate that, Phil.
And here the advantage is not that somebody says, we're going to do a lot of research and we'll change things. And here the change has already occurred and is documented.
Exactly.
So, you know, people have actually changed the environment.
Exactly. So thank you, Phil.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer? No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Ferrin Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Betty's in Lowell.
Betty, welcome to the Paul Ferrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Patrick. I received the most beautiful basket from my son, and I know he bought it in Mahoney's in Tewksbury.
Okay.
And it is absolutely gorgeous. They have a white poinsettia and a red poinsettia, and they are like ivy, and there's some other greenery, and they have another beautiful white plant, but I'm not sure what it is. But you know what? I thought about watering, and what if I watered it and I watered it too much? So I would have to get rid of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know exactly how to do that. Could I hold it up backwards and tip the water out?
Yeah, no, you definitely, that would be not a problem to do.
I know that it came in this beautiful basket, and then I put my finger down and I saw that there was like a clear pot, but I didn't want to get the clear pot out. And then I thought, well, what happens if I water? So then I thought, well, maybe I could just carefully tip it and let the water drain out.
Yeah, I would tip it to the side a little bit,
right,
in order for that to drain out easily.
Right.
I would see no problem doing that. Just almost.
I'll be very careful so that I don't mess up the plants or anything.
Yeah, so I would just basically maybe use in a sink doing that. That's what I would look to do.
Right.
I'm trying to think there. So,
but it is such a it's a beautiful, beautiful arrangement. I'm so happy. And the basket is like a birch basket. And, I just love it. I don't know what. I think I'll go back to Mahoney's and ask them what that little white flower is.
Yeah, so I think.
It looks a little like Astromeria.
Yeah, so I think for some reason, if I'm remembering correctly, it would depend on the different hanging basket that we had. There was one called Jack Frost in there that added to it. But they'll know right off the top of their head when they get from there, because I know they had a few different things than I did at the Winchester location.
Right.
I went in on Christmas Eve. I needed to pick up an arrangement a bouquet of flowers I forgot to get for my daughter's godmother. And I was walking around there, and I was like, oh, I didn't have that. I didn't have that. This is pretty cool. So they got some really cool stuff there.
That's why we should go to all of the Mahoney's.
Yeah, when you get a chance to go to the different ones, you're going to find a few different things. Obviously, some will be the same.
Right.
But if I remember, I think there was a lamium in some of them. It's a little bit different.
I don't know what that is, but I'll check it in on it.
A little bit different in each of the stores.
Is it like nettle, dead nettle?
Yes.
Lamium?
Yep. Kind of like that.
Oh, okay. I think I saw that. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, they have some really cool different ones. They have a great buyer over there that really, really does a great job.
Right. Well, I loved it, and
awesome.
I just wanted to make sure that I don't overwater. So this is a tip to do it over the sink and gently pour out the extra water.
Yeah, and I would
when
you're watering, don't water it like multiple times a week. Maybe it's once a week. Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
You know what to do. You know what to do from the beginning. I think it'll be really good for you. So good luck.
Oh, thank you very much. And
Betty.
A good new year. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take another break here. We got about a half hour left in the show. A few open lines to help you out with your gardening questions. So give us a call. We'll help you out. We'll be back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News.
The Nashville bombing could be tied to conspiracy theories about 5G technology. A Nashville realtor who knows possible suspect Anthony Quinn Warner tells local TV station News 4 the FBI asked him yesterday if Warner had a paranoia about 5G. The realtor says he didn't know. Some conspiracy theorists believe 5G is being used by governments around the world to spy on its citizens. Meanwhile, retired FBI bomb technician Jim Maxwell tells CNN which clues may be most helpful for investigators.
The color of the smoke of the explosion is indicative of a certain type of explosive. The sound of the explosion, was it a distinct crack or was it a low rumble? The smell of the explosive.
Possible human remains found at the scene of the blast, but they have not been confirmed to be Warner. Millions of Americans could be losing their unemployment benefits. The budget bill passed by Congress remains unsigned. President Trump's signature needed to keep unemployment benefits going for an estimated 12 million Americans. This is USA Radio News. The coronavirus's deadly impact being felt more than ever this month. Dan Naraki has more.
The United States has reached a grim milestone in the fight against coronavirus, as 1 in 1,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, the total number of people who have died from COVID since the beginning of the pandemic topped 331,000 on Saturday, with December becoming the deadliest month this year. Nearly 60,000 people have succumbed to the virus this month. Health officials have warned that a continued surge after the holidays could raise the death toll to over 400,000 by early next year. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Three people killed in what appears to be a random act of violence, a shooting last night at a bowling alley in Rockford, Illinois. Three killed and three injured, two teenagers among those shot, no word in their conditions, a 37-year-old man in custody. A deadly shooting during the filming of a rap video happening in Lynn, Massachusetts last night. One man killed and five hurt, all in their 20s, two victims with life-threatening injuries. No arrest announced. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We have plenty of open lines right now if you have some questions in regards to your garden. So feel free to give us that call. We'll do what we can to help you out. Now, this time of year, we're looking at how we can help get our plants a little bit more, help them strive a little bit more, and it's not just the fertilizer. We've talked about a number of different things, but one product we talk about a lot here is the product called Protolizer from Natural Alternative. I find it to be one of the best products in the market when it comes to helping your plant in general. Just helping, you know, with the microbes, helping, you know, just the product produce more from your plants. And it's incredible. Now, this, you know, what it is it's tons, it's, I want to say it's millions of microbes all together, so you can mix into the soil. It will help reduce transplant shock, helps grow stronger roots, more water efficient, etc. So it's a really great product that I think you should be taking a look at. Their website is naturalalternative.com. Look up Protolizer because, again, like I said, it's a great product that I do think you need. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Phil's in Keene, New Hampshire.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, I was listening to your program about the pollution. The air is gone in London.
Yep.
And right away I said to myself, well, the country used to be an industrial country, and now it's a socialist country. And my grandfather, as a teenager, worked in the mills, and, of course, it was pollution everywhere. And
yep.
So they left for religion and health reasons, I suppose, the United States. And so now And I have a sweater made in Scotland years ago. They don't make anything in the United Kingdom. Everything is made in China, and that's where the pollution is. That's where the pollution is. That's why England is so clean.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree with that.
That was a major region. I mean, I was listening to you talking about all the plants and everything. That's very good. But the major thing is, just like in New England, all the industry went down south, and now from south it went to Mexico and China. So it's all much cleaner for us.
Well, it definitely is a lot cleaner, and that's, you know, that's the thing. It's allowed plants to thrive a little bit more, and that's why the Northeast... Yeah. The Northeast, when you look at it, is so popular when it comes to our landscaping, the way that, you know, the leaves change in the winter, and just how incredible it is because of what, you know, we've done. So it is, you know, that is a lot of the reasons why things have changed.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
King was an industrial town there. Many mills here, and many of them have converted into apartments. So now, it's totally changed. A lot of mills are empty, and a lot of them are converted. Everything has changed, and so it must have been a very polluted place because it's surrounded by hills.
Yeah, I would say the same thing about where I am. I live in Lowell, and Lowell is known as the Mill City. Tons of mills in the area that have been, they've actually been changed, like you were saying, into condos, different types of houses. It's really beautiful what they've done. But yeah, it changes everything. It really does.
I mean, most of the cities have become service cities, like Worcester, where I grew up in. Now, it was a big industrial city, and it was very wealthy, and it all moved down south. And so now it's just a service city with high tech. That's about it.
Yep. No, I definitely agree with that.
Okay. Well, it was nice talking to you.
You as well. You have a great one, Bill.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got a little bit of time left in the show, about 22 minutes. So if you have some calls, give us a call. I want to get back a little bit to talking about that protolizer because I do think it is very important. But we can talk about it in a little bit because I do believe I heard Nathan say I have another call on the line.
I dug right in there. It's Beth from Cape Cod.
Beth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Just a quick question.
Sure.
The ground really hasn't frozen. Mm-hmm. I'm on the Cape.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if I can put down the hollyhock around my junipers and my roses and hydrangea, or is it too late in the season?
So I don't think it's too late, but the thing is the plants might not absorb it. At this point, because they've started, even though the ground's not freezing, they've slowed down. They're not absorbing as much water, as much nutrients, that type of thing. So I don't think I don't think it's terrible to try it. But the thing I would look at, depending upon where you are on the Cape, somebody brought it up either last year or the year before. There's actually some restrictions about putting fertilizer in the ground past a certain time of year. So I'd take a look at your town website. There were a couple places on the Cape that said that you could put no fertilizers down once, like the middle of December hit. So I'd be looking at that. But as far as the way it works for the plant, I mean, it's not going to completely break down over the winter, so it might be readily available for spring because it's not absorbing it. So that's where it could get tricky. If you're putting it down now, you're only putting it at half the rate, but then if you put it down in the spring and that fertilizer is still kind of hanging around, you're putting it at 1.5 times the rate, which they don't say to do. They want you to stick to the regular rate so it doesn't affect the long-term plant health.
So what is the regular rate?
So the regular rate for Espoma, so we're looking at Holytone, right?
Yes.
Okay, so a Holytone would be, this is specifically, excuse me.
These are small plants, by the way. They never
So small shrubs, you're going to use 1 cup per foot of branch spread, okay?
Okay, yeah.
So if the spread is more than 3 feet wide, you would double it, but you're saying they're small. So you would need one cup of fertilizer per foot of branch spread.
And do you sprinkle it on top or do you put it into the soil?
So I like to mix it into the soil a little bit. So put it on the soil and then scratch it in. Or one way that I've always suggested doing it is take like a shovel or maybe like a small like trowel and in 4 spots around the tree or shrub, make little holes and then split the amount that you need to put in there in fours and then put it in those 4 holes, cover it back up and then water it in.
See, we've been getting a lot of rain here. I'm in Hyannis Port.
Yep.
And we've gotten a ton of rain. So, and it's been very mild, and it's going to be mild for the next week and a half with rain.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'm thinking that maybe I should give it a shot.
I mean, you can definitely try it because, you know, you're only putting it at half the rate. You're not putting it at full rate. So right. I don't think it's a terrible thing to do by any means. But I would, try it out, see what happens, because you never know. It's not, again, I don't think it's something that is going to be too bad, like burning-wise of your plants, because it is organic. So I think you'd be fine that way. But I'd just try it out, see how it goes.
Sure. I'm just wondering, too, what's the earliest I could put it down full rate?
Probably around April, and maybe end of March.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, the juniper, I think they're blue Pacific juniper.
Yep.
They did not really develop well.
How long have they been in the ground?
About 3 years, and they have not spread much.
Interesting. So the third year is usually the year you'll start to see more growth develop. So maybe just based on some of the drought that we had towards the end of the season, that caused some of this. So I would look to see next year possibly being the year where you're going to get the most growth out of everything.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much. Happy
New
Year.
No problem. You as well. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. We've got about 15 minutes left in the show. If you want to call us, 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. And if you can't get to us today, we're going to be back next week with plenty of information for you, what you can be doing in the garden, what you can be bringing inside to enjoy during this season. So definitely stay tuned for that next week. If you do want to get some information during the season, you don't always have time to listen to the show on Sundays, go to our website at paulparent.com, and you can actually get our newsletter sent to you every Thursday or Friday, depending upon when we can get it out for you. But take a look at it. Again, paulparent.com. On the bottom of the website, it'll actually show you where you can sign up, right? It's and tons of great information that my father had written over many years and had tons of great information, timely information that you can use at the different times of season. Like right now, it's going to be a little bit more about houseplants than it would be the rest of the season, right? Because we're doing more indoors. And so during the season, you're going to see more about a lawn. You're going to see more about the gardens outside. So Depending upon the season, we'll have some great information. I always try to read it each week to get some to see what we're discussing a little bit. We do. My mom and a good friend of the show are the ones who are reproducing it, putting it out for everyone. I do see the copy before it goes out, but it is a really a great great informative type newsletter with tons of information, so definitely take a look at it. The other thing, if you're listening to the show and you can't get us at all the hours, you can go to that website, and there's a spot where you can listen live. You can get us live through the GCN network by downloading it right to the computer or even onto your phone. So definitely you can be listening to us a little bit more because I know some of you out there only get about a couple hours of the show. So another thing to be looking at on our website. We're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll wrap up the show and get ready for next week and the new year coming up. So we'll be back in a few.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Got a number of calls on the line, and we seem to be hitting some great things with this London smog here, but word on the street is it's still not completely clean. Anywho, let's get into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Chris is in New Hampshire.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a suggestion for the lady who had the holiday basket from Mahoney's.
Sure.
She might try a turkey baster to get that extra water out of there.
Oh, that's a great idea. I wasn't even thinking of that.
Well, it beats possibly tipping the plants out.
Yeah, no, and it saves you some from the plant falling out. Oh, I like that idea. It's a great idea.
Yeah, that's all I needed to tell you today.
Awesome. I appreciate that. I love having tips from others out there to help everyone out, so I appreciate that.
A while ago, I had a plant similar to that and just tried tipping it out, and it was a disaster. So someone had suggested it to me, so I thought I would pass it along.
Awesome. That's what this is all about. I appreciate that, Chris. Have a great new year.
Same to you. Hopefully better than this one.
Oh, it's got to be, right? It's got to be. Right. It's got to be. Right. That's what we're going to keep it at. All right.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks.
Happy new year.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, Nathan, who's up next?
Fred's in Eastham.
Fred, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Thank you, Patrick. You have a good show going. Just before I have my question, I would recommend that lady that called before about her junipers and using Espoma.
Yep.
This time of year. I have found over the years that just putting down a composted manure around your juniper or holly,
yep,
or anything that requires acid fertilizer works wonders, because it keeps the moisture in, it does amend the soil, and it slowly gets to the root system. And by the spring, amazing. I've had this happen with many of my evergreens. So physically, though, it may be a problem for somebody if you have a 20-pound bag to spread around, but it just works wonders. But, okay, my question is about pruning.
Sure.
In general, what is the best time to prune grapes and then blackberries?
Okay. The grapes, so I would want to know how old both the plants are.
They're both old, at least 5 to 10 years old, in that range.
Okay.
And so, okay, go ahead.
Okay, so have you had some issues with the blackberries? I'll start with the blackberries real quick. They're just getting too big. They're not producing as many blackberries for you. Is that kind of what's happening?
Yeah, they're not producing as much. They are spreading, and some of the newer plants, I want to make sure that I don't prune them at the wrong time. So,
okay. So you can actually do them a couple times, right?
Okay.
In the early spring for the blackberries, you'll be tip pruning it, just cleaning up
really?
The tips, any of that dead and dying areas. And then later in the summer, you'll just do up some cleaning up of how to prune them. So we're talking, on blackberries, the fruit only comes on canes that are 2 years old.
Okay.
So once a cane has produced berries, it won't produce berries again. Okay?
All right.
So you're going to cut the...
Okay.
Yeah, so you'll cut the spent canes. So that's when you're going to do that. That's going to be late in the summer. So after it's given you the the blackberries, that's when you would prune it afterwards. And leave some of the younger growth so next year they can produce for you. In the spring, you're just cutting off some of the tips so that you can produce some new growth so it'll get bushier. That's the major thing when it comes to the blackberries, okay?
Yes. Well, I got some lengthy stems now, and I mean long, 3 to 4 feet. That did bear fruit. You're saying to cut those off, and is it too late to do it now?
You could do it now. You could do it now. It's just the ones that produce the fruit aren't producing them enough. They won't produce them the next year or the year after. Okay?
Okay. Gotcha. That's good.
With the grapes, real quick, you try to select a few that are going to have fruit for you and cut back a few, leaving about 15 buds on each, and you'll do that in the spring, okay? I got to run, but be good to each other, everyone. Get out there, plant something, wear a mask.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.